Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lamkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play along by yourself or compete against friends and family. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, Rhythmic Ripples, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits of the 2010s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Let's get to it. Question 1. One of the biggest selling hits of all time is Sunflower by Swae Lee and Post Malone. It featured on the soundtrack of what animated film? Question 2. What hit by Ariana Grande mentions men such as Sean, Ricky, Pete, and Malcolm in the lyrics? Question 3. Which rapper won the Pulitzer Prize in 2018 for his album Damn? Question 4. Payphone featuring Wiz Khalifa was a 2012 hit for which Californian band? Question 5. What was the name of Selena Gomez's backing band who were behind hits like Who Says and Love You Like a Love Song? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Rhythmic Ripples. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which happen to have something to do with water mentioned in their title. Your job is to correctly identify the watery song title from the clue provided. 1 point is available per correct answer. Let's get to it. Question 6. A dessert-themed 2016 hit by Joe Jonas's side project DNCE. Question 7. A 1995 hit by TLC that warns about drug dealing and HIV/AIDS in the lyrics. Question 8. A 1988 hit by Womack and Womack, later covered on 2 occasions by Elton John. Question 9. A Blind Melon hit from 1993 with a music video featuring a tap dancing young girl dressed as a bee. Question 10. A 1978 hit by Boney M. referring to a biblical city. That concludes round 2. It's time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you'll get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Let's have a go. Clue 1. I was born on the 8th of September, 1979, in Pennsylvania, USA. Clue 2. As a child, I competed in gymnastics before joining a band in high school. Clue 3. As a teenager, I ended up in an R&B girl group called Choice, but the group was short-lived and I was offered a solo record deal instead. Clue 4. I scored my first hit in early 2000 and was known for my colourful hair and punk attitude. Clue 5. My hits include songs such as Just Like a Pill, So What, and Raise Your Glass. That's all our rounds complete. Hang around, we'll be back just after the break to reveal all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with Round 1, Hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Question 2. They are all mentioned in the lyrics of Thank You Next. Question 3. Kendrick Lamar. He was the first rapper to ever win the Pulitzer Prize for Music. Question 4. Maroon 5 had a hit with Payphone. Question 5. Selena Gomez and The Scene. The Scene would eventually be dropped in 2012. Continuing on to Round 2, Rhythmic Ripples. All the answers related to water in some way, and here they are. Question 6. Cake by the Ocean by DNCE. Question 7. Waterfalls by TLC. Question 8. Teardrops by Womack and Womack. Question 9. No Rain by Blind Melon. Question 10. Rivers of Babylon by Boney M. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Pink. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how long it took you and how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. You can also follow us or subscribe to know when new episodes drop. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.